You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to your Giants News Roundup for Monday, January 24th. Ed Valentine of Big Blue View here, and let's talk about the New York Giants' ongoing coaching search. New general manager Joe Shane is fast at work trying to identify a new head coach for the Giants, which is his first and at this point most important task. At this point, the Giants have interviewed Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll, defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier, and Cincinnati Bengals defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo. Both Daboll and Frazier would now be available to be hired if that is the direction that the Giants want to go. Since the Bills lost in stunning, incredible, crazy fashion on Sunday evening to the Kansas City Chiefs, I think Daboll remains a favorite here for this job due to his connection with Shane and the fact that somewhat surprisingly, Daboll at this point is the only offensive-minded coach who has interviewed for the job or been connected to the job at this point. Quick comment on that is, to be honest with you, I don't care one way or the other, offense, defense. What I want is a guy who can coach an entire team, not just one side of the ball. I want a guy who can lead, a guy who can organize, a guy who can connect to an entire roster, not just a guy who can stick his face in a play sheet and call plays on offense. I want a guy that can coach an entire football team. So I know that some people get hung up on the fact that the Giants were really bad offensively the last couple of years, that they still have a Daniel Jones slash, you know, quarterback decision to make. And because of that, really would like an offensive guy. To me, doesn't matter. You find the best coach you can. You find the best offensive coordinator that you can. You find the best defensive coordinator that you can, the best assistant coaches that you can, and you go from there. You don't say, I have to have a defensive coach or an offensive coach or a special teams coach or whatever. You find the best coach. Along that line, interviews continue today. Hotly sought after Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn is expected to interview with the Giants on Monday. Quinn actually is on the radar of at least six of the eight NFL teams currently looking for a head coach. Dan Quinn is a good football coach, was in Atlanta for more than 5 years, took that team to a Super Bowl. We know what happened in that Super Bowl, the Falcons blowing a 28-3 lead, which is always going to follow Quinn around in terms of his reputation, his resume. But took the Falcons to the playoffs twice in 5 years, had a 43-42 overall record, got fired partway through his sixth season when Atlanta started 0-5. Dan Quinn, though, is a good, solid football coach. The number of teams interested in him tell you what the NFL thinks about him. Quinn did a really good job in Dallas in 2021, helping turn that defense around. Of course, it helped that he had Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs, along with some other players. But Quinn did a really good job in Dallas. Quinn is going to land somewhere as an NFL head coach this upcoming season. And we'll find out if that's the Giants. A couple of other things going on. It looks like the Giants are also intending to speak with Patrick Graham this week, their defensive coordinator. Don't know, you know, what the what Joe Shane will think of Patrick Graham, but I'm glad that Graham is getting an interview. At least I don't know how serious of a candidate he will actually be, but we will find out. The wrinkle in this is that apparently the Pittsburgh Steelers have also asked for permission to speak with Graham, who's still under contract to the Giants, for their vacant defensive coordinator position. And let's be honest, that if Graham is not going to get a head coaching job, and if Joe Shane and whoever becomes the Giants head coach aren't 100% comfortable with Patrick Graham, the Pittsburgh Steelers would be a really nice landing spot for Graham. So we'll see what happens there. The other thing to mention is that we don't yet know when the Giants will interview Brian Flores, the former Miami Dolphins coach. That's expected to happen. Flores is considered a leading candidate for the job. But to this point, as far as we know, no interview with Flores has been scheduled. We will, of course, keep you up to date on that. We'll keep you up to date at Big Blue View on all of the happenings regarding the head coaching search. We'll have analysis for you later this week when General Manager Joe Shane speaks to the media later on this week. Don't have an exact time for when that's going to happen, but Shane is expected to speak to reporters later on this week, and yours truly is intending to be there. So we'll have full coverage from that as well. Make sure you check out our story stream at Big Blue View on the head coaching search for all of the latest news, analysis, updates, information. And also, you know, follow us on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube. If you like what you see, other than of course, having to stare at my ugly mug, but hopefully you like the information. So give us a subscribe if you do. Also, if you're listening on the Big Blue View Radio podcast, please, you know, subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thank you, as always, for listening, Giants fans, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.